Ciao a tutti, sono Daniela, sono qua al Bad Bon Kill B e mi trovo con la band Gilla Band. E iniziamo l'intervista in inglese. So, how are you doing today?
We're good, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, very good, very happy to be here. Yeah.
Thank you. And so I have this quote that says, I don't want to be left alone with the goth.
I feel like that might have been in relation to you, maybe.
Yeah, what's the context of this?
That's how you met, right?
Yes, that's right.
To you. Yeah.
So, yeah, when we were 14 or 15, Dara was like mutual friends of like a close friend of mine, and we were hanging out, and everyone's like an awkward teenager, and I think I was just wearing a black t-shirt, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was not a god, but Dara was so far on the other side that
he's like a little Britpop boy.
Yeah, proper little Britpop boy. And then he was like, oh, I don't want to left beside the god. And then I heard him, and then he just went immediately red. Which is kind of a good sum up for him as well, like, yeah. You know. But yes, yeah, that's the first. I forgot about that.
It's good research.
Good.
Thank you. And I don't know, when I was listening to your music, two things came up to my mind. But I think this one is best. Because I wanted to ask you either to describe your sound with one engine or to describe it with one movie. Or one movie. I don't know which one you would prefer. I don't know. I thought an engine.
Like
because
an engine in terms of a motor? Like
yes, because I thought of that. I don't know. It reminded me of that. But of course, in a positive way, not in a negative way. Or a movie.
Sure. I don't really know what a Honda 50 is.
It's like a scrambler. You know?
Right, okay. Yeah, that works. Yeah.
All right, thank you. And so someone described your music once as, like, they put a label on it and they said industrial avant grunge fusion. Someone said, has anyone else said something really weird again?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, some of the genres get thrown out. It was like
post-goth. We got post-goth.
Post-goth, yeah.
Post-grunge. We used to get post-grunge, but I thought post-grunge was like Nickelback and stuff.
Yeah.
I resent that comment.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, you do get a lot of them kind of come up. Like, we were described as screamo before.
Yeah.
Somebody described it as a screamo, which was that was kind of disappointing. I'm not really into screamo, you know. I was like, oh. Well, you know, that's all good.
And do you still have merch from Girl Band around?
No, I mean, we still have the records.
It exists.
Yeah,
we're trying to decide what to do with it. I think we're going to try and dispose of it ethically, basically.
Yeah. It's just kind of there. There's not a ton of it though, so it's not too bad. But yeah, I mean, we still have like the
we're
records.
Not selling it.
Yeah.
That's what you mean.
Yeah.
I mean, because you know, it was where, for example, a merch gains more value when it changes, and I don't know.
I guess that kind of thing is out of our control, so it's like there's no point in worrying about it, you know.
Just go onto eBay and start selling them secondhand. Yeah. Just cashing in real unethical, like.
Yeah, a tidy number on eBay.
Yeah.
Looking at the titles that you have on the albums, they're all, I don't know, in my head, they assume a personality. I don't know why, but they're so unique. And I wanted to know how do you come up with them? I'm very curious. Like, they're all so unique.
I think, like, you know, we've actually recently had this issue because we've been trying to title a number of tracks. Sometimes it can be easy because it can relate to Dara's lyrics, and his lyrics are really surreal a lot of the times, so that you can get these kind of nice, like, little images or phrases or stuff like that to use. For the talkies, yeah, I don't know, like, it was kind of, I think everybody was kind of chipping in a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like working titles or just like just little off jokes as well, like little in jokes.
Yeah.
The whole thing's a big in joke.
And you played Mutation in France, right? And today you're playing at Bad Banque Kid V for the first time, am I correct or no?
First time at the festival, but we played the room before in 2015. Yeah, a long time ago, like, yeah.
Yeah, just after the first record came out.
Yeah.
How does it feel to come back, but in the festival?
It's nice, yeah. I was like, oh yeah, there is the building. It's like, oh yeah, just trying to put it all together. But yeah, you know, it's nice.
Yeah, I remember like when we arrived here, the first time when we played, it was... Yeah, it was pretty surreal because it was like, oh, this is mad. But yeah, so it's cool to be back. But I remember even when we were there, they were like, oh, you should really see the festival when it's up and running, blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, yeah, it's very, very cool. Really like it.
And what's an underrated influence they have in your music?
On the band? That's not really talked about.
Like Freddie mentioned, we talk about it to like Remain in Light by the Talking Heads. Yeah. Never really comes up in conversation, but it's probably a record that we've referenced amongst ourselves many times.
Yeah, that's probably a good one. Yeah.
All right, thank you. And okay, let me see. So how, I know this is very generic, very basic, but what's in the cards for you in the future? What will we hear, something new or any collaborations or new projects or anything along those lines?
Yes. We're gonna have new music out pretty soon. So that'll be cool to have that out. And yeah, we've got a lot of shows coming up.
I've been making a lot of records with, I work as a like producer and engineer guy, so I've been doing a lot of that. You make music.
Yeah.
And we all make music. It's great.
You were on something that came out, like the Cal's record.
Oh yeah, that only came out yesterday. My friend Cal Folger Day, I played double bass on it, which is kind of some good like local Irish musicians. This guy called Phil. Christy, producer, who's got a band called The Bonk, who I like very much, and Sullivan Kelly playing drums, and a few like, I think like very underrated heavy hitters in Irish music, playing on this kind of weird verbatim opera. Like all the lyrics are like in transcription of an interview, word for word. It's called Peace Die. It's by Cal Folger Day. It's very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think Dara is going to be on a track with a friend's band of ours called Mwale. But I don't know how audible that's going to be.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah. So there's a few things like that.
All right. I will thank you for your time. And I hope you take care, stay safe, and hopefully see you again in Switzerland. And thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
Cheers.